if I'm
pointing out, say you're pointing out something to me, that's, or if you were out riding your motorcycle or something like this, and you see something you want to show one of your boys, you say, hey,
well, there it is.
You want to know how many times you say, how, what do you do this?
If I want to know how many times.
Mm-hmm. I said, how many times do you open the door every day? I say, how, what do you open the door every day?
How often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. You say,
me either.
This is my
head.
Or right here.
Forward.
And this is my
hair.
If I had hair, if I was a man and I had hair here, I'd have a
set of 10 whiskers.
What's another word for that?
Beard.
This is my
earlobe.
And this is
ear.
And it's my, which one?
Your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, open your what and talk.
Open your mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
And you wear a tie around your
neck.
What is this thing right here?
Adam's apple.
What does goozle mean to you?
Goozle.
Is it the same thing or is it?
Yes. It's the throat.
You have a dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he needs to feel that
tooth.
The flesh around the teeth is called the
gums.
You can hold that baby bird in the wet of your hand.
Palm.
He got mad and doubled up both his
fist.
And he shook his, it's just one.
Shook his fist.
Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm is a
joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his
torso.
These are my
shoulders.
And okay, the measure, a horse is measured, its height is measured in what?
Feet?
These are my
fingers.
Whole thing is my
hands.
And I have a left and a right.
And a right?
What?
Hand.
This whole thing is my
leg.
And at the end of my leg is my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
what? Me? Me? It can be so bad.
What do you call right in front?
Tendon.
Mm-hmm. The back part of your thighs.
Calf.
Thighs.
Calf Oh. Back part of the thigh. I don't know what that muscle is.
You call anything haunches?
No. I wouldn't call that haunting.
When the ground is too cold or too muddy to sit on, you might have to get down.